Audio Generation, GR512.
I am Maya. Welcome back. Have you ever had exactly $10 in your hand, found a toy for $9.99, but then the cashier told you it wasn't enough? It's a frustrating moment, right? That is because of sales tax. In most of Canada, the price you see on the shelf is not the final price you pay. Today, we are learning the math of the real total. We're going to master estimating and calculating prices with tax, so you are always prepared at the register.
I am Liam. I'll admit, tax used to confuse me. But I've learned a secret. You can estimate tax in your head in just a few seconds. It's a mental math strategy that makes you look like a shopping expert. I'll show you how to use your 10% brain to never be surprised by a total again. No more scratching your head at the checkout counter for us.
I am Chloe. I love the details. I'll be showing you the exact math. We are going to work with dollars and cents, using decimals to the hundredths place. Whether it is a 13% tax in Ontario or a 5% tax elsewhere, we're going to use our multiplication and addition skills to find the perfect answer. Precision is key when you're managing your savings.
And I am Noah. I have a special rule to share, the cash rounding rule. Since we don't use pennies in Canada anymore, we have to know how to round our totals to the nearest 5 cents. It's a simple rule, but if you don't know it, your change might not be what you expect. Let's head to the game store and start shopping.
Imagine you want to buy a new game controller for $30. That sounds like a nice, round number. But wait, we live in Ontario, where the harmonized sales tax, or HST, is 13%. To estimate the total, let's use the 10 plus 3 inches method. First, find 10%. That's easy. You just move the decimal point one place to the left. 10% of $30 is $3. Now, we need to find that extra 3%. If 10% is $3, then 1% is 30 cents. 3 times 30 cents is 90 cents. Add them together. $3 plus 90 cents equals $3.90 in tax. Our estimated total is $30 plus $3.90 equals $33.90. If you have a $50 bill, you can instantly see that you'll get about $16 back. This is a pro strategy because it helps you decide if you have enough money before you stand in line.
Now let's look at the exact calculation for your records. In math class, we represent 13% as the decimal 0.13. To find the tax, we multiply $30 times 0.13 equals $3.90. Then, we add that tax back to the original price. $30 plus 3.90 equals $33.90. Now, let's calculate the change from that $50 bill. We take our $50 and subtract our total. $50 minus 33.90 equals $16.10. See how close our estimate was? Practice with these decimals helps you understand place value, which is a huge part of grade 5 math. Remember, we always use a dollar sign and two decimal places for cents. It's the professional way to write currency.
But wait, there is one more step if you are paying with physical cash. In Canada, we retired the penny in 2013. That means if you pay with coins and bills, the total has to be rounded to the nearest nickel, or 5 cents. Here is the rule. If the total ends in a 1 or a 2, we round down to 0. If it ends in a 3 or a 4, we round up to 5. If it ends in a 6 or a 7, we round down to 5. And if it ends in an 8 or a 9, we round up to 10. In our example, the total was $33.90. Since it already ends in a 0, no rounding is needed. But if the total had been $33.92, you would only pay $33.90. If it was $33.93, you'd pay $33.95. The store does this for you, but knowing the rule means you can double-check the register.
Learning to calculate tax and rounding isn't just for tests. It's a life skill. It helps you stay on budget and makes you a more confident person. Think about it. When you can do these calculations, you are the one in charge of the transaction. You know exactly where every cent is going. A major tip is to check your receipt. It will show you the subtotal, which is the price before tax, the HST, which is the tax amount, and the total. Sometimes it even shows the rounding amount. Looking at receipts is a great way to practice your math. Try to find a receipt at home today and see if you can work backwards to find out what the tax percentage was. You are becoming a decimal master. We'll see you in the next video, where we'll use these totals to build a real budget.
Before we go, remember that sales tax is different depending on where you are. Some provinces only have 5% tax, while others have 15%. As an aware consumer, you should always know the tax rate of the place you are in. It's part of your geographic financial literacy. Take a look at the shopping list in your lesson and try to estimate the 13% tax for each item. See how fast you can get. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. You're doing great, and your math muscles are getting stronger every minute. Keep shopping, keep calculating, and we'll see you soon.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.